Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father's doing you well, man. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. Hanging out with Sitembile Serame, and we are touching base on intimacy in marriage and the lack thereof. You know, the aspect of intimacy, you know, in marriage has been treated in so many ways than you can ever imagine, you know. And intimacy can be described as, and these are the words of Joseph Attar. He says, intimacy is a commitment you owe each other. You both have to make little but consistent efforts daily to build it. Intimacy doesn't just happen. It is built, and building takes effort. Now, when it is not there, then you are depriving each other, end quote. Now, I'm speaking what I've garnished. When it is not there, you are depriving each other of a belonging that you need to deposit one to another. And this leads to frustrations. Many marriages experiencing shipwreck, especially in the later years, they experience shipwreck. And people would say, no, we've been married 20 years, but, you know, the love is gone. The other one sleeps in the other bedroom. Because intimacy has not become something that they had looked at as a deposit into each other. You know, the marital currency, the love, the deposit of it. And it needs to be there. And taking those words of Joseph Attar, saying it is something you owe each other, it also becomes something you should deposit. And the more you deposit it, the more you have what it takes to deposit. The more you vie away from depositing it, the more you will lack when it comes to depositing. And it's a big problem. It's something that many people experience. And it's something that has made many marriages to fail. The effects are also that if intimacy is not looked at in the rightest of ways, one runs the risk of destroying the marriage. One might end up finding other ways to express the deposits. Because somewhat, somehow, only your spouse can deposit that which you need intimately. And once you start substituting, it starts to take a different taste. And then one becomes addicted or somewhat taken in and taken captive into that taste. And hence you find adulteries. When you deposit intimacy into your spouse, you are not doing them a favor, but you are building the marriage. Intimacy should be looked at as a currency of marriage, a deposit, something that one has and something that one has to spend each and every time. And I said, it's like an investment. The more you spend into it, the more it grows, the more it develops, the more it starts to be even more enjoyable, the more it starts to bring you close together, the more you look at each other, and shame becomes taken away. And let me speak on this. The issue of the shame means the mishaps that come with the discontentment which has grown as a consequence of the lack of intimacy, the lack of the depositing of intimacy. Then people start to be discontented. They start to downgrade their marriage. They start to deprimarize their marriage. They don't even put their marriage at the secondary level. They put it away from the primary focus of their lives. Then you'd hear someone saying, I am here for my children. I'm here because I said I would never get divorced. But there's no intimacy. And when there's no intimacy, there is a detachment. And now, between spouses, this detachment is very painful. It's like putting your hand on a table and cutting your fingers off. That is why then you'll find fights, you will find quarrels, You'll find incompatibilities, you'll find squabbles, you'll find competitions, and children in all these things become the victims. They bear the brunt of the lack of intimacy and deposits. Spouses at all times need to find out as to how intimate I can be with my spouse. There are many ways to be intimate. Complimenting each other is just one of many, many ways to do so. Calling and say hi, good morning, and all those is part of intimacy. If it is not there, then there is a bigger problem. Now, I am talking to Sthembile Serame. We are continuing in this, the very aspect of intimacy, what it is all about, what it entails, and the effects. If intimacy is overlooked, if intimacy is not taken into consideration, and when people downplay intimacy, or when now people had become intimate with other people, and they reach points of no return, this is quite painful, this is sad, and this can be catastrophic for any marriage. What say you, Sthembile?
Now we come to the effect. So what really happens if there is lack of intimacy in a relationship? What really happens if that is such? Firstly, there's going to be a feeling of neglect where one partner might feel neglected one way or the other. So, for example, I've mentioned different types of intimacy, and let's say none of them exist in a marriage. So a person would definitely not feel, you know, loved. That's another one. They might not feel loved. They might feel neglected, or they might just feel that they're not a priority in that relationship. So that's one of the things that we need to look at. They might feel lonely, where you are with someone, but they are not there. You know that song that says, your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. Sorry, I'm not a good singer, by the way.
I can tell.
I can't sing properly, yeah. You know. Mm. Even though I wanted to be a worshipper, ish, at church, but unfortunately, that didn't go well.
Yeah.
I didn't even try. But otherwise, it's fine. We are all gifted differently.
I can tell.
And so a person can feel really, really lonely when you are, you know, sitting with someone and they're there, but they're not there. Physically, they're there, but emotionally, they are disconnected. Mm. You can't even feel their spirit when you are sitting with them. Emotional disconnection, where you can just tell that a person, Aibo, there's no one here. You know, you are looking at a person, but you can't even, you know, feel them at all. A person can feel unfulfilled. You know, you are at work during the day. There's so much that is happening. And when a person gets back, but there's that feeling of being unfulfilled. A person can feel just disconnected in a marriage, just disconnected with the person, you know. So it's not only emotionally, but it can be physically, can be spiritually and otherwise. One can just being parallel and being disconnected with everything. It's like, this one does whatever they do. You know, when you ask them about their spouse, they tell you that, I don't know that one. I don't know, wherever they are there. And you ask yourself, what really is happening about that? There might be a form of isolation. Sometimes as human species, if we don't feel welcomed in a place, if we don't feel comfortable in a place, a person can just isolate themselves and just, you know, choose, you know, to isolate themselves in a particular form or the other. There might be a decline in feelings of being loved or a feeling of loving that somebody. There's people that you know that says, I'm not sure if I love my spouse anymore. You know, I'm really not sure. I'm confused. But things like that arises when there is lack of intimacy, among other things. Physical health can also be one of the things that can be impacted and affected, where a person when they feel neglected, they feel lonely, they feel disconnected, they feel isolated and all those things, then they might even feel sick. Because when you are not okay emotionally, then you are not, you know, if this pushes up, then you might not even be okay physically as well. So health might be compromised right there. Decreased satisfaction with life. So a person can just feel that life is a bore. They are saying that I'm not going to repeat in this platform, but there are people that, you know, would say marriage is whatever. On a lighter note, people can say, hey, when you marry yourself, it's like you're putting yourself in prison. Yeah, that's a lighter note. People can say that, which is not true. It's really, really not true. But the perspective that people will have about marriage is because of the experiences that they're having or because of the phases that they might find themselves going through in marriage can cause those things. Reduced in emotional support, where a person cannot support their spouse because there's lack of intimacy, or they might not be supported themselves because there's lack of intimacy. This can be your emotional support, this can be your physical support, or any other type of support that the person might need. They might not get it because they are not intimate, they are not talking, they are not communicating effectively, they are not being physical, they are not being spiritual, or any other type of intimacy. Frustrations can arise as well as one of the effects, where a person can just overall feel frustrated in that as well. Dissatisfaction can also, you know, be an issue as well about that. And another one can be, this can affect the longevity of a relationship, where a person can say, "I, Mina, I'm done," you know. And when you ask them, then they will say, "I accept nandi," you know, the marriage is not nice anymore. But why is the marriage not nice? Yes, we all go through issues, we all go through storms and everything else. But as long as you are able to resolve those things, then you can't now summarize your marriage by not being nice. It really can't be like that. Resentment is one of the effects that can come there, where a person can resent their spouse because maybe they are not being intimate and they're not treating them well, or they're not doing things now. Remember, I also spoke about experimental, where you create memories, where you create a bond also with your spouse by being in that form of intimacy. And if that doesn't happen, then they just resent them. People will even post things like, you know, when you're seeing other people posting, "Oh, we're going on holiday. Oh, we're doing this." Yes, you might not have money for that, but you don't need money to be intimate at all.
Yeah.
You know, I said it earlier to say that for me, one of the ways that I do is when we walk and we talk. There's other moments where, yes, you talk when, you know, one is traveling and then you will be talking. But other than that, you find ways, you know, instead of you resenting your partner because they cannot do 1, 2, 3, you just find ways of to make it work. Anger, one can become just angry to say, you know what, this person just makes me angry. You know, they don't hold me, they don't hold my hand, they've never held my hand in public. Even when we are sitting in a family gathering, they sit on the opposite side, very far from me.
Yeah.
Things like that. Those can be small gestures that they can make one feel, not being loved or neglected as well. Communication breakdown. If there's no intimacy, I spoke about emotional intimacy. If you are not talking, you are not being vulnerable, you are not expressing yourself truly deep, there'll be a communication breakdown because one is scared to say something to their spouse as well. Resolving difficulty in resolving disagreement can also be one of the things there that can take place as well. Strain on other aspects of life. When a person is stressed because they're not being intimate, they become stressed, and other aspects of life can also be affected and impacted. I don't know if you know those people that will come into the boardroom, start banging doors, start, you know, banging and everything, swearing and just conducting meetings in a very unprofessional way. But when you, you know, interrogate further, you see that the person unama issues at home and they're taking them to work. Sense of stagnation or complacency can come as well. Different in rekindling intimacy once lost, then, you know, that is one of the things. And just some will even go to an extent of withdrawal from social activities, reduce motivation to invest in a relationship. A person would say, why should I do this? Because my husband doesn't do this, or my wife doesn't do this, so therefore there's no need for me to do all those things. So these are some of the effects that can happen when there is lack of intimacy.
Absolutely. When there is lack of intimacy, quite a lot of adverse effects can occur. And it is my prayer that we somewhat somehow tell ourselves, you know, intimacy is what I owe to my spouse, and I have to pay my bit each and every time.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Amandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Finally, intimacy can also be proven scientifically. Intimacy moves a married people, spouses, from separation to union. Intimacy is making time to play and being goofy together. Intimacy is finding time always to show your spouse your affection, both emotionally, physically, and otherwise. Intimacy means that, you know, if it is not there, a marriage would end. In the first year, many people would even, you know, opt to get out of marriage or even continue to fight or start fighting without stop because intimacy is not there. But because of intimacy, many spouses say, we could have ended our marriage in the first year, but because of intimacy, we are able to stay together. Intimacy is one of the most brilliant ways of continuously falling in love with your spouse, genuinely believing that they are so amazing and you are so amazing to them. Intimacy replaces all forms of suspicion that one would have towards the person they love, and they would each and every time immediately fall in love with them when they see them. Intimacy is an aspect of strengthening one another in the love. You know, Once you start to get into the notion of intimacy with your spouse, you will realize that, hey, you had missed so much until you stopped watching TV all night and started focusing on your spouse. Intimacy is focusing on your spouse. And of course, desiring more and more of your spouse is part and parcel of intimacy. Stay coming to the final part on this issue, and of course also your recommendations. What comes to mind finally, Stembile?
And you know, that feeling, that deep feeling that is not afraid to enjoy, it's not afraid to express, it's not afraid to be vulnerable and throw themselves in each other's, knowing that you are in a safe space. But the lack of can really ruin a marriage, can ruin a reputation, and can really ruin God's plans that he has, you know, for that couple. Because I am a strong believer that the reason why we're together is because of something, that the plans that God has for us and through us as a team. So if we don't become the solid team, we might neglect and undermine God's plan in our lives. But addressing intimacy issues requires one, open communication. Address those, you know, difficult conversation, not in a confrontational way, but in more a calming, respectful, loving way. But get deep. Sometimes when you get deep, you come out there, you feel, this was very heavy. But moments later, you're like, wow, I'm glad we had this conversation, because I've just offloaded this burden, or I just understood exactly what my partner wanted, and all those things. So it's very important to have that open communication. Talk about everything, everything really. Sometimes we get comfortable talking with friends about issues that we can't talk with our spouses. It shouldn't be like that. Your spouse should be your best friend, and you should be in the position to know what to say and how to say it all the time. Yes, the delivery, the form of delivery might be, you know, somehow, but delivery has to happen at the end of the day. Identify and resolve issues. Let's not leave issues hanging and say, you know what, I'm going to ignore this. I'm not saying I don't ignore sometimes some of the things, but they just light things. But if something becomes a habit and it happens all the time, and if something really bothers you, then it's, you know, you talk about it. It doesn't have to be a deep, you know, intense conversation. It can just be a remark that you make in passing, that expressing that as well. But we just work together, you know, to identify and resolve, especially these uncertainties that can bring trust issues into our marriages. And the third one is also prioritizing quality time. It's very important to prioritize, make an effort. We are all busy. We are all, you know, we all have moments, but take some time off. Sometimes it's okay to take leave from work or from your business. If you can't be away from your business even for 2 days, then you have not established a good business. It means that something is missing, because you must create systems where you are able to, you know, take few days and just use that time to become intimate with your spouse and with your family, relax, unwind, and just recharge. Because that part of life, that part of fulfillment is very important, so that you can also be able to give outside, because you cannot give what you don't have. Yeah. So it's very important to also make an effort in otherwise incorporate these things into your daily schedules. And lastly, practice empathy and understanding. Don't disregard your partner's feelings. Doesn't matter how much you think it's irrelevant. Something can be irrelevant to you, but it can really matter to them. So it's very important that you don't disregard how they're feeling, don't disregard what they say, talk about things and make sure that you resolve this issue. And then also rebuild trust. If trust has been broken, make it your effort to rebuild your trust and seek help. If all fails and you guys cannot handle being intimate anymore, please note that if intimacy is lacking, then the marriage might also end at some point. So it's important that if you guys cannot resolve those issues, seek help, whether it's from your elders at church, whether it's from your family, you know, as led by the Lord. Don't just allow things to diminish without you trying to resolve and rectify.
Wow, thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate, man. These things really happen, you know, and these things come about. And in most cases, we find ourselves really messed up because the notion of intimacy has somewhat become overlooked. You know, that's the problem. Intimacy should not be overlooked. Intimacy should be respected at all times. Intimacy is a form of what you owe your spouse each and every day. You owe your spouse intimacy each and every day. It's a deposit that you need to make into your marriage. It's like investing. That is intimacy. So thank you very much. And of course, how do people connect with you?
This was quite a mind-provoking emotion, interrogating topic.
Soul-searching.
It was very good to talk about this, where we learn, you take stock as a child of God to also, you know, reflect, because I always say this, but I'm going to say it again, that the way we conduct ourselves should be an example of the world, because even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. People should be able to look at us and say, this one is Christian, and therefore look at even their other, you know, facets, areas of their lives is really doing well. And when people come and ask you, then you can tell them about your God, how you involve God in everything. With that said, I'm available. If people want to get in touch with me, I am on TikTok. My TikTok, Sitembile Serame. And I also have a new page that I'm going to be sharing things there, which is Choose Life on TikTok. I haven't started, but I'm planning to do that. So the handle there is Choose Life, where I'm just going to be sharing inspiring quotes. So follow me on TikTok. Page is Choose Life. How do we choose life as people of the Lord? Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. It's always an honor to come, learn together, be together. And I wish you all blessings in life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Stembile. And of course, we talk to you some other time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. Give your faith wings.
Explore life with 657 AM.
Coming to the final part of the matter, the question still remains, and that is, what do I do to stay in the sonship of the Holy Spirit? How do I maintain that? What is my role? What needs to be done? What's required of me? What does the word of the Father say with regards to that? And much of the times, I think many people are asking this question, and they are eager to know. They are eager to understand, how do I stay in the fold of the Holy Spirit? And how do I stay in the sonship of the Holy Spirit? Things to be careful about. In the final analysis, what should I do? Dr. Wui.
As we come to a close, I want us to look into what do I do to make sure that I maintain my sonship, I maintain my position as a true son of God. Galatians chapter 5, we'll start reading from verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Hallelujah. Mm. Walking in the Spirit. Now I need to know, how do I maintain this position of being a son of God? I must be aware that I keep my sonship. The first thing that the scripture tells us, continue to walk in the Spirit. There are things that are counted that will be marks of walking in the Spirit, and there are things that are counted that will be signs that you are no longer in the Spirit. Therefore, a believer must guard against all the lusts that come against the Spirit. A believer must watch out for those things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. The desires of the flesh speak of adultery, fornication, and all the likes. So if I see myself being tempted to do such, or if I am doing such, I must know that I'm having a sign that I have gone astray. I have walked out of the Spirit, and I have allowed the flesh to take over. I must be watchful of my life and fight to bear the fruit of the Spirit, and fight to give out that which God has put and deposited in my heart. I must always fight to produce the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and goodness. God has made us aware of such things by the promptings that come from within, which are given by the Holy Spirit. So for me to guard against all of this, I must be conscious of my life, be conscious of your actions, be conscious of what you do. And practical things that are evident to all of us Let us not provoke one another. Sometimes you live among believers and you live a life that is provocative, a life that is not good with one another. You don't relate well with your neighbor. You don't relate well with your friend. You don't relate well with people at work. And God says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another. Let us not envy. Let's not have jealousy. Let's not hate people for no reason. Even when an enemy has come against you, God teaches us that we must forgive them. God teaches us that we must love one another. God teaches us that we must forgive one another. If we are true sons of God, we will do as God, as Christ does. And the Holy Spirit will continue to shine the light in our hearts when we become people who are no longer representing Him. The Holy Spirit will begin to talk when we no longer do things according to His will. So for me to be able to live according to the Spirit of God, watch out if you are still walking in the light that God expects you to walk in. Produce the fruit that are equivalent to the Spirit of God. It is time that our sonship be accompanied by the works. Our sonship be accompanied by the fruit. Our sonship truly represent our Father. And we can do that. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Call Him Abba Father. Yeshua died that we can be able to call the Father Abba Father. And when He left, He did not leave us orphans. May this be always in our hearts. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Mm. I can live this life.
Yeah.
I can live as God wants me to live. I can represent Christ. I can live for Christ, for He is my King. I am the child of God, and I will live according to the will of the Lord. May the Lord continue to bless you and to keep you. May the Lord assist you as you strive to live for Him, as you represent Him. May the fruit of the Spirit be always evident in your life. May you always guard against those things that has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy in your life. May the Lord be with you as you endeavor to live a holy and a righteous life. All this is prayed in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bui. It's been great. It's been wonderful. We give the Father all the majesty and the honor. There is none like Him. Yahuwah, Elohim. We bless Him. We call upon His name each and every time. Abba. Yes. Thank you for Yahushua HaMashiach, who makes us be able to see the salvation that is apportioned us. And we are grateful. Thank you. And should you want to talk to us even far much more via the Facebook of Radio Pulpit, man, and just talk to us. So go to my Facebook, Ray Lehodi, and just talk to me, or go to Dr. Bui Sondezi's Facebook and talk to her about the topic that we discussed. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Have yourself a peaceful night.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.